What is the purpose of space, and why do we believe in it? This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. What is the purpose of space, and why do we believe in it? Philosophers throughout all time have tried to impress upon us that everything is right here where we are. There is nothing next to us, above us, beyond us, or anywhere outside of us. All is right within us. The philosophers are trying to get us to recognize that there is no time, there is no space, it's all right here. And that Einstein, of course, was having fun saying, what is the shortest distance between two points? And he said, a curved line. And what would Richard Bach say, the shortest distance between two points?
Being there.
Being there. Now, in light of what we know, I would say, in all humility, Richard Bach is a far greater philosopher and physicist than Einstein. Because when you recognize that all time, all space, all is right here, we are omni, and this is everything, there is no outside of us. We tend to go back in time, but we take ourselves with us, and so we are not back in time, we are here in time. We are here thinking of being there, but we are not there, we are here. And there is here, and there is no there. So if you can understand that there is no there, then you're not going to go there. Now, Ellen and I take trips around the world, and I give seminars, and she collects names and takes pictures and talks sometimes too. And when we are there, we are not here, but we are there. And we are always wherever we are. Like we say, my home is wherever I hang my hat. So if I don't have a hat, then my home is wherever I am, which is in the here, in the now, in this moment. Now, if I were to take you and tell you that you're with me and blindfold you, and then move you around, and then tell you, okay, here we are, and you say, oh, did we go anywhere? You don't know, huh? Or look out the window. Where are we? And you say, oh, we're in an aircraft high in the heavens. I didn't even hear us take off. And I'd say, well, look out the other window. And you look out the other window, and there you see an African jungle. Mm-hmm. And you see lions and tigers and elephants and things, you know. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, now let's look out another window. So we look out another window, and there is the Matterhorn. There are the mountains of Italy and Switzerland and Germany and all of the beautiful things the Himalayas have to offer from India and, you know, everything else. It's just glorious. And then we say, okay, now open the front door and see what you're going to see. So we open the front door, and there we are in a grand hotel, which is having a great dinner party. And we're going to go to dinner. And we look at ourselves, my goodness, I'm dressed in a tuxedo. I'm all squared away, ready to go. And we go to the back window, and we look at ourselves. We're all set in our jungle togs, you know. And we look out the side window, and there we are all set for our climbing shoes and pants and clothing to go up into the mountains, you know. And wherever we are, it's beautiful. Wherever we are properly attired for whatever it is, because we've created ourselves there. Because there is no space. Space is just an element of the mind. And we have the capacity to think whatever we want to think. We can think we're in the jungle. We can think, in fact, I'm sure each one of you recognized what I was talking about because you were there with me. You were there in Italy, in Germany, in Switzerland. You were there in Africa, not Africa, but in India, you know, with the Himalayas in the background, Pakistan and so forth. You were there. Each time I mention a name, dunk, There you are. Beijing. What do you think of?
India.
Huh?
Beijing.
Yeah, Beijing.
India.
Beijing.
Beijing.
And where did the Chinese major city, what is the major city of China? Come on. Where's the capital of the Chinese government? Beijing.
Peking.
Beijing.
Beijing.
Peking is another place.
Another place.
Yeah. But go take a look. Look at the map there and see what is the capital of the Chinese area there. It's just under the,
yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Beijing.
Beijing.
Now,
China.
What?
Tianjin.
What took place in Beijing? In Tiananmen Square. Can I say Tiananmen Square to you? Does it mean something?
No.
Tiananmen Square is where the people's riots took place in China, and they were standing up for the right to education, the right to know things, and the right to be heard, the students. And they were gunned down by the Chinese government. Mm. And it was a tremendous thing that the international community was aware of, you know, and they were televising it too, you know. It's amazing. But, okay, so you don't know about that. So you're not international travelers of China. So, big deal. Now, do you know what Mazda is?
Yes, a car, a brand.
That's a car manufacturer. Now, why does a car manufacturer have that type of a logo that it has? It has three propellers on its logo. Now, it was one of the major airplane manufacturers, and still is, in Japan. And that is their logo. Now, what does that all mean? It doesn't mean anything, but when I can give you a symbol and have your mind immediately go to them, then that's great. Of course, if you're not a universal person, you might not be aware of all these things. And so what? Then you wouldn't go there, would you? You wouldn't be there. You cannot create yourself in places that you cannot create yourself. Now, Monterey, where is that?
Lugano and Locarno.
Well, Ellen says Lugano because that's where she is from. And she says Locarno because that's really where it is. And it is not in Lugano. Monterey is not in Lugano. It is not in any district called Lugano. It is further away from that. We'll look it up. But I'm sure of that. Now, what I'm trying to say is, why is Ellen persisting in Lugano? Because when Ellen thinks of Lugano, she is at her family's home. She is at the home of her daughter. She's at the home of her son. She is right there. So if I say Lorenza, she's at the house where Lorenza lives. If I say Marcello, she's at the house where Marcello lives. And she's talking to Marcello. And she is right there, right now. There is no space. There is no time. She's there. Now, try this one on for size. What's your mother's name?
Matilde.
Matilda is sitting in her living room having a cup of tea, and she has just invited you to come over and have one with her. Can you visualize that? Yeah. Does Matilda drink tea?
Sometimes.
More coffee than tea, right? Mm-hmm. And with schnapps in the coffee?
No.
Oh, no. No, no, my goodness sakes. Okay, so can you visualize you and Matilda sitting together talking and having a cup of coffee? Can you visualize Marlis coming in?
Yes.
And can you visualize Marlis saying, no, no, no?
Sure.
Can you visualize Marlis saying, yes, yes, yes?
Yes.
Now, what would I recommend to Ellen that she visualizes Marlis doing?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, what do I visualize you doing with Marcello?
Yes, yes, yes.
You work with Marcello, and he is perfectly harmonious with everything you say. You say, Marcello, you are a...
genius.
And Marcello, you want to go on to college and excel, and you want to build up your ability with all this knowledge and education so that you can then go do anything you want to do in life. Nobody's telling you what to do, but we're merely telling you, fortify yourself with an education. Now, is that what you say to him?
Yes.
And what does he say?
Yes, Nonna.
Yes, Nonna. Now, you see how she's right there. She's hearing him say that. She's hearing these things because all time is right now, all space is right now, and that's where you are. And that's why we say, what is the purpose of space, and why do we believe in it? We believe in space because we pretend that we are human. We pretend that we are limited. We pretend that we are not all, that we are not God. When we pretend that we are not God, then of course we pretend that we're limited. Then we pretend that there's time and space and there's all these things that are not really there. We pretend that there's problems and there's worries and there's concerns. There's limitation and lack. We pretend that there's war, illness, disease. We pretend that there's all those silly things. Why do we do that? Because it gives us a superiority over all those things. Yes, it does. Because at the moment, we don't happen to have that. See, at the moment, you don't have war. At the moment, you don't have illness. At the moment, you don't have the lack of things, you know. And that gives you a superiority. Well, what a silly thing for you as God to allow yourself to be thinking about, that you have a limitation. What a silly thing. Now, why are you creating that sort of thing for yourself? Why are you creating any type of limitation for yourself when you don't have to? It's because it's logical. It's logical. It's reasonable. And you see, any time we start thinking logic and reason, we are no longer thinking absolute. We're no longer thinking divine. We're no longer thinking the allness, the isness. Does anything in the isness have to have a reason to be? Does everything exist in the isness without cause, without relationship to anything else? Who gives relationship to anything?
The relative.
I'm sorry?
The relative.
Yeah, yeah. We give relationship to anything as relative beings. That's true. Now, in absolute, there are no relationships. Now, what's the purpose of space and why do we believe in it? We believe in it because it gives us a feeling of power. It gives us a feeling of superiority. And you see, if we truly believe that we're God, we're not superior to anything. We are everything. We don't want anything. We don't need anything. We don't claim anything. We just are it. And when we are it, then it's all done. There's no discussion. Now, do you have the capacity to look at a sunset and say it is beautiful? Or do you, or must you, look at a sunset and turn to the person next to you? Isn't that beautiful? Now, why do we say, isn't that beautiful? Like, it's incredible, incredulous that that should be beautiful. We say, isn't that so? Confirm with me what I'm seeing, because I created you now. You're a yes man, so you always confirm what I say. Well, that's not what you want either. What you want to do, at least what I would want for myself, is to create myself as the divine, as absolute, as all in divine order, and create every single person I associate with on that same level of awareness, on that same level of divinity, on that same level of recognizing that all is done right now, and that I need nothing that you can do. Not that I don't want or enjoy you. I don't need anything you can do. Whatever you do is merely a compliment to what I'm doing. And whatever I do is a compliment to what you're doing. We are harmoniously one. Nice. When you're harmoniously one, you don't need another. And if I say to someone, I don't need you, I don't want you, I don't have any desire to have you in my sight, in my world, or anything, but since you're here, let's enjoy ourselves, you know? but I don't need you. I don't look forward to it. I don't want you. It's not important for me to have you here. I have no emotion that says, oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, you're so important to my life. You know, you're so special. See, those are words of the human. And many people love those words of the human and need those words of the human because they need to have space. You know, a lot of philosophies these days are saying, give me space. I've got to have space. Don't crowd in on me too tight. Don't demand too much from me. Give me space to be myself. Well, you can't. You can only be your own space. You can only be your own fulfillment. And anyone coming near you will not crowd in on you. They will just be you and one as you, and it'll be all done. This is what makes the world round. What is the purpose of space, and why do we believe in it? The purpose of space is because we're humans, and we believe in it because we're humans. And the minute space ceases to exist, we'll be aware that we're divine. Have a lovely evening. Know that I'm with you always, thinking beautiful thoughts about you. I love you. I love you. I love you.